And let me tell you, anything good God has done here, it is all glory to Him and by His grace, because I still need His grace. I must confess, though, as far as not leaving a mess, to say that, you've probably never seen my office, because it is cinnamon rolled her eyes. You guys didn't see that. It's an organized mess. Well, happy Mother's Day, and just want to speak briefly a couple points here as far as kind of seasons go. I don't have any good Mother's Day jokes. I don't. I asked Carla what she wanted for Mother's Day, and she said, take the kids, get in the car, drive somewhere 6 or 7 hours away, and then turn around and drive back home. That's probably what she really would want. Ladies, do any of you have, and I want you to raise your hand, do you have anything that says world's greatest mom, number one mom, anything like that? Raise your hand and leave them up. No, first service there were tons. 1, 2, 3, 4, like 5, 6, 7. 7, 8, 9. So like 8 of you are liars, I guess, because you can't all be the world's best mom, right? When I'm out and see like a dad who has world's greatest dad hat, I always make fun of him. Not to his face, especially if he's bigger than I am, but I just always think those things are so funny, and so just wanted to know how many of you. First service, there were like 20 moms who raised their hand. I have a world's greatest mom sweatshirt. I'm like, all right, good for you. Good for you. Well, I wasn't joking when I said the announcements and sermons are about the same length, but I do just want to go over a couple very quick things. I want to let you guys get to your cookouts or Mother's Day and graduation for, I know, who else is looking forward to that 110-degree gym this afternoon? Yeah, good times. But just real quick, we are, of course, if you're a guest this morning, this is, we're in a season of a church we're going into that we've not been in for seven, eight years, whatever it is, seven plus, and where we're going to be without a lead pastor for a little while, but I know God's got the perfect person ready. And I want to talk about seasons real quick. Right now, of course, it feels like the weather's finally turned. We got to turn the air conditioning on this morning. That was great, warm weather. You know, seasons come and go. Just think about all you farmers. You've planted, and now you're going to replant. too soon? All right. Deuteronomy talks about seasons in our lives. It says, if we faithfully obey the commands that God gives us to love the Lord God, to serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul, then God says He will send rain on our land in its season, both autumn and spring rain, so that we may gather in grain, new wine, and olive oil. And God says, I will provide grass in the fields for your cattle, and you will eat and be satisfied. And the gist of this verse is this, that if we will keep our eyes focused on the Lord, we can go back, please, thank you. Keep our eyes focused on the Lord, love Him, serve Him, focus on Him, that God always provides. Seasons come and go, things change, and this is Jesus' church, and always has been and always will be. And if you're a guest today, we're not one who says our church is better, or we know what the Bible really says. There are great churches all around us, all over the world, but I objectively can say that this church is a wonderful church. You, the church, the leaders, etc., this is a great thing, and as we start that pastor search, I've started to talk to some colleagues, etc., and say, hey, here's the dynamic of Hoopston, and I tell them how great it is and how great you guys are and the leaders and everything we do here, and every one of them stops and says, well, then why are you leaving? Well, and it all goes back to His ways and thoughts are higher than ours. It's just God's will, and God has a perfect, wonderful plan for the church here. I started thinking over this the last couple weeks that for a small to fair amount of you, I might be the only pastor so far that you've ever had. If you're new to church or you've gotten saved and baptized in the last 5, 6, 7 years, whatever, well, I want to say to you that there are a lot of way better pastors out there than me, and that's the truth. And so be excited for who God is going to bring here. Philippians 1:6 says this. It says, be confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to the completion until Jesus returns. And so your call as a Christian, our call as a church, none of this changes. It really doesn't. In the book of Joel, seasons are talked about. Seasons come and go. And so now what is our human nature? Right now we're like, oh, it's warm, isn't this great? By this time next month, we're all going to be crying about how hot it is and humid. That's what we do. Oh, I look thin, people, I like snow. And all winter long, you want it to get warm. And it's just our human nature to kind of not complain. But one of the things that I hear people do, and this just drives me nuts, is if you're here today and you're over, I don't know, let's say 60, do you spend time talking about the good old days or how things used to be? Because I know people that do that. I'm like, stop. I don't want to hear about how great things used to be. Because you didn't have air conditioning. You didn't have iPhones. You didn't have satellite TV. You didn't, I mean, seriously. Have you guys ever seen a picture like from, I'm talking black and white pictures, like early 1900s, 1800s, into the 20s, 30s, 40s. You ever notice how nobody's ever smiling? And one of the big reasons is, number one, they're always dressed up. They always got a suit and a dress on. Now, ladies, you want to wear a long dress like that 7 days a week? Men, you want to have a suit and tie on 7 days a week? No, of course, I want to preach in a t-shirt. Yeah. Secondarily, there's never any air conditioning back then. See, that? Are you grumpy when you're hot, you're sweating, you're miserable? I even look at pictures of old ball games, and everybody's got a suit on in the middle of the day watching the old, you know, the old pictures of the Yankee games. How miserable. So we don't want to do that as people, and we don't want to do that as a church. We ever do this thing about how great things used to be and all that kind of stuff. God is doing a new thing, and God is always, always has seasons for us. And the season we're going into, I mean, Ecclesiastes 3:11 talks about that. It talks about God makes everything beautiful in its time. We can't fathom what God has done from beginning to end, and God has always had his hand on this church and always will, and I am so thankful for that. And our job as believers in general is to stay prepared. Matthew 25, you think about the ten gals who were going to get married, the 10 virgins, and they were getting ready for the bridegroom. And five of them decided they would be prepared, and five decided to not be prepared. And it goes on and talks about then we have the parable, the talents, etc. Don't ever forget that your job as a follower of Jesus doesn't change depending on who your pastor is. It doesn't change depending on how you feel that day or that week. And nobody do this thing where I'll start coming again or get involved or giving again or serving when we get a new pastor and see if I like him and then I'll decide what I'll do. That's not godly at all. That's sin. That's a sinful heart is what that is. And so don't do that. That's not fair to the Lord, to the church, to whoever God calls here, etc. But we know that God has a great season coming, and I promise you, very briefly, four things you need to be doing right now, always as a Christian, but in this season of as a church. Number one is to be excited. And maybe you're excited. We're leaving. I'm not offended. That's fine. But all jokes aside, be excited about what God's going to do. Show the Lord that you trust him. Show that you don't take God's grace in vain and take for granted what a phenomenal church this is. See, here's what's so cool. As I look around, first service, second service today, and I look around and talk to people, etc., there are so many great stories. And over the last couple of weeks, a lot of people have shared stories like, oh, you're leaving, but I love the church and this and that. I'm like, those really great stories of the Hoopston First Church of God, guys, here's what you need to remember. There's a lot more stories that God is going to make. And they're out there. Maybe they're firing up the grill, they're sleeping in, they don't go to church, they don't care about church, they don't care about the Lord at this point. If we will stay faithful and you will stay faithful, God has many, 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 many more stories to make. So be excited. Trust God and be like, God, I trust you. I'm excited for who you're going to bring here. And just let that be your attitude in your heart. Seriously, let that be your attitude in your heart. Number two, it's a time to pray. I mean, it's always a time as believers to be a praying people, but you know, we're seeking God's will, and the Bible says we have not because we ask not. So stay in prayer. Just pray. Pray for the church. Pray for each other. Pray for the leaders. Just pray. God is always up to something bigger and wants to do more. And Ephesians talks about that. You know the verse. It says he's able to do immeasurably more than all we could ask or imagine according to his power that is at work within us. And to him be the glory in the church in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. It's God who is working and God who is orchestrating this church. He's orchestrating this season that we're in right now. And we know that he wants to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond. When God called us here, I had no experience, had no clue. I still kind of don't have a clue, but that's all right. God has been good to us. And look what God has done in this church for 105 years, let alone the last couple that I can speak to. And God, it's so cool. I can't wait till 6 months or a year or 2 years from now. If you will stay faithful, the stories that I'm going to hear from here about what's going on. Because that's what God is doing. God has more for the church. And we're in God's plan. And if we will stay faithful. And the one thing, if you can do anything for me, I'll say this every week till we go. But what this week I will say what you can do for me is just don't complain in the meantime. Well, who's preaching this week? Who's preaching next week? This is going on. Boy, when Micah was here, don't do that. Just don't. Be prayerful. Be respectful. Like Sam said, send your emails if you have legitimate concerns, whatever. And also, now's not the time to do that. I've been waiting. There's a lot I want to say. Now I can email it. Be prayerful. Be prayerful. Be prayerful and be graceful. Third is to have faith. And is this like a sermon 101 and we're supposed to pray and have faith? Cool. Well, yeah, have faith and know that as a church, we are in God's will. We are on the right path. Just as Faith Community Church in Huntington is on the right path and God knows what he's doing. And remember that true comfort and true happiness and true purpose and contentment only come by having your faith in God. That's just a general rule for life, is to have faith, to trust that God knows what he's doing. And I believe he showed that in your lives in times past, and he will continue to show that in your lives going forward. And no matter what season you're in, just but especially a time like right now, it's a time to be at God's feet. I preached Mary and Martha, Luke chapter 10, a couple of months ago. It's to be like Mary, seeking God's will, seeking the Lord, staying grounded in the Word of God, staying thankful, understanding what your job is as a follower of Jesus, and don't get like Martha. So concerned with everything else. Because what does it say at the end of that passage? There's only one thing to be concerned about. And that's seeking God and his will. That's spending time with him. That's being a disciple of Jesus that is worthy of the calling of which you were called. And our fourth and final point this morning is to be excited, be praying, have faith. But also our fourth and final point is to be patient. To be patient. Patient with leaders, patient, etc., but most importantly, patient with one another, because that's always the case. Be patient with one another. Patience is a fruit of the Spirit. Trust God's will and God's timing as well. Be patient with the staff, with everybody here. Hebrews 12 says, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, we're supposed to throw off everything that hinders us and the sin that easily entangles us, and run with perseverance the race marked out for us. As I told First Service, and I'll tell you as well, if God has called you, you've accepted his call as a follower of Jesus, and this is your church, your home church, none of that changes because I'm being called somewhere else. It just doesn't. You need to have perseverance. Have perseverance. Go back, please. Thank you. Have perseverance and understand that none of that changes. And you may love the new guy, and you may not like him, and you may love him at first, and you may decide, you know, just trust that God knows what he's doing, because it's bigger than our wants and our desires. It's bigger than our emotions. If you weren't here last week, we talked about having emotional self-control. At every believer, that is so important. Because I don't care how much you love Jesus or how much you're in the Word, if you're constantly in drama and shouting off and getting mad, and you don't have a good testimony. You don't. You go out there and live your life day by day and people know you as a hothead or kind of a gossip or a negative person, you don't have much of a testimony. Emotional self-control. So through this process, be patient. This church is in the middle of God's great plan and we can't see the finished product yet, but he promises it'll be beautiful if we'll let him make it that way. And that just hasn't changed one bit. And today, as always, I do want to end with Ephesians, and I want to end with this, and I want to encourage you with this. That God has great love for you. God is rich in mercy. God has made you alive with Christ if you're a Christian and you're a follower of Jesus. Even when you were dead in sin, it's by grace we've been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus so that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it's by grace we've been saved through faith, and there's nothing we can do to deserve that. It's the gift of God. So as always, as believers, just remember how much you are loved. Remember what God did to save you and redeem you. Remember that he has a great plan, has more in store. So see the positive. Be a people who are patient and prayerful and faithful and excited. And when you go out in the community, you know, over these last couple of weeks, well, we're here, you're leaving. I'm like, you know what? It's just God's will. God's got a great plan for this church. He's got a great plan for that church. He's got a great plan in my life. And none of that changes because he is good. He is worthy. Amen. Would you guys stand with me, Dan? We're going to close in prayer in just one moment. Let me have a prayer with you, and let's worship one more time today. And you guys can get to your Mother's Day and spending family time or whatever you have in store. Let's pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you for this time together. I thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters in Christ here. And Lord, that never changes. And I just pray, Heavenly Father, that as we continue to worship and go forward, you be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me say one more thing. I'm going to give it away. My final Sunday, 2 weeks from today, I'll be preaching on heaven. You don't want to miss it. I know it's Memorial Day weekend, but if maybe you have people that you wanted to invite to church, it would be a great time because I feel like we don't get excited enough about heaven. and we have questions. Well, what's it going to be like? What am I going to do all day? What's it going to be? And I want to talk about that from a really different perspective. I think you're going to love it. And I say that to say this, is that I look forward to when time is no more, a billion years from now in eternity, looking back and being like, God knew what he was doing. Look what God did and continued to do. And look at the amazing things we would have never thought possible that happened at the Hoopston First Church of God. So we're going to talk about heaven in a couple weeks, and it's going to be really, really, really good. All right, let's worship.